placing it on Taylor Avenue and found a place over on Three Mile Road and shepherded that. And I had a unique perspective because, you know, not only did I work for him as the emergency management director, but in July of the year that I retired, his communications manager, the PR person for the county, ended up resigning and moving on to something else. And he appointed me as the interim communications manager. So there I was, you know, the last couple months of my tenure with the county. I'm on the cabinet working closely with them. And it just felt good to be validated that he had enough trust in me to be his point person working with the media and getting the word out.
Jonathan Delagrave, I spoke to him on June 8th for just a moment or two, but... Man, that was a shocker.
Yeah, it was.
David Mack, our 4th District Alderman, also, amongst all the other things he does, is also a 4th Fest board member. The parade, Monument Square thing kicks off at what time today?
6 o'clock. We'll have
the refreshments.
The pre-parade party.
And then you got the pre-parade kicking off at 8:30 on Gould, heading down Main Street all the way to Chicago, Indiana, and maybe Kentucky. It just keeps going. It never doesn't stop. It's like that parade in Animal House. Remember, they hit the wall, and they're still marching into the wall. Something like that. And then the main bulk of the parade kicks in at 9 o'clock. But I learned something interesting. The pre-parade is to keep those cars from overheating, so they keep moving.
That's for the classic cars. We ended up having to put the classic cars in the pre-parade because of
that. Makes sense, yeah.
And then we also, you know, tractors. Does someone want to see a tractor? Not necessarily during the parade, but during the pre-parade, zipping down the parade route.
And if you need them to lift something going past your house, they could do that, too. Thank you, David. Do appreciate it.
Thank you.
David Mack. Always appreciate all the work you do for the city and, of course, for the 4th Fest Parade. A workaholic. I love it. I'm Don Rosen. It is 8:02. Let's check the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the race for the White House and the growing number of Democrats calling on President Biden to bow out after last week's debate debacle. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
At a fundraiser in Virginia last night, President Biden offered a new explanation for his poor debate performance. I decided to travel around the world a couple of times shortly before the debate, he said. I didn't listen to my staff, and then I almost fell asleep on stage. Biden did travel back and forth to France, Italy, and California the first half of June, but he returned to D.C. 11 days before the debate.
Our just-released CBS News poll shows Donald Trump leading the presidential race slightly nationwide, including in battleground states. The last survey showed Mr. Biden with a slight lead. Hurricane Beryl has Jamaicans and tourists hunkering down ahead of an expected hit today.
Got some food, we got water, kind of just hope for the best. There's really nothing we can do at this point.
That woman's in Montego Bay, where supermarket shelves have been picked clean in anticipation of the Category 4 storm. Thousands of people near Sacramento are under evacuation orders because of a fast-moving wildfire in Oroville.
This is the closest that it's been, and we had giant embers dropping on the driveway, and I said, okay, we got to go. I can't do this.
It's one of four major fires burning in California, where they're suffering through a severe heat wave expected to last until next week. Brits will spend their 4th of July at the polls. Amid predictions, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's party is facing a historic defeat. Vicky Barker's in London.
Even a cabinet minister for the Conservative government is predicting the left-leaning opposition Labour Party is about to achieve
the largest Labour landslide majority, the largest majority that this country has ever seen.
Every opinion poll says British voters are deserting the Conservatives in droves, most switching to Labour, but a growing number attracted by the right-wing anti-immigrant reform party.
A flight from Detroit to Amsterdam was forced to make an emergency landing in New York today after passengers got sick from eating contaminated food. A Delta spokesperson tells the Daily Mail they didn't realize the meals were spoiled until they were about to cross the Atlantic. Flight attendants contacted medical experts on the ground, who immediately diverted the plane to JFK. The Lakers have introduced their newest player, Bronny James, insisting his powerhouse dad LeBron was not a factor.
Amplified amount of pressure. I've already seen it in the internet and stuff, talking about I might not deserve an opportunity. You know, I've been dealing with stuff like this for my whole life.
S&P futures down 1, Dow futures up 29. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's Celebration of Life is Tuesday at Grace Church. A visitation will take place Monday and Tuesday. Racine firefighters rescued a 12-year-old girl from a balcony during a house fire last week. The fire left 4 people homeless, but the girl was unharmed. Paddock Lake and Sturtevant have fireworks tonight. Racine and Kenosha displays are tomorrow. Chair placement starts at 5 a.m. for the 4th Fest of Greater Racine Parade. That starts at 9 a.m. from Gould and Main. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has a new dog. Canine Stella will work in the Internet Crimes Against Children's Unit. Someone survived that house explosion in Walworth County. A propane leak is the suspected cause. A Kenosha Pride Festival is Saturday with a march and performances. Stages will be set up at Celebration Place. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks meet with the media. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks introduced their 2 new draft picks, Tyler Smith and first round pick AJ Johnson, who was asked what's his motivation to play in the NBA.
My family is one of my biggest motivations. I feel like just my obsession of just wanting to be like an unstoppable basketball player. That's like my ultimate motivation every single day.
Some big transactions already in free agency, like Golden State saying goodbye to Klay Thompson, Bucks GM John Horst.
You know, we've seen a couple of those fall so far. There'll be a couple others that fall today. We feel very confident that we'll be able to get the right fits to finish off this roster.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Rockies gained 3 of their 4-game series. Milwaukee winning 4-3 last night, snapping a 6-game losing streak at Coors Field. Pat Murphy asked if it's tough for his pitchers playing in mile-high Denver.
Oh, yeah. It's no fun pitching here, that's for sure. But it's about, like, okay, it's part of the league. We got to do it. It's a rule. We got to play them. Got to play them here. We asked to get the games moved, and they wouldn't do it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. Could see a shower or two in the afternoon with a high of 79. And then rain and thunderstorms are possible Thursday night. And again on Friday, our high Friday, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
People that work in hospitals are truly amazing people. They are so nice and supportive. It makes you suspicious, right? Are they stealing the drugs? They're a little too excited to be around sick people in pajamas. And when I say sick, I'm not talking about the positive slang, right? Because that's part of our language, right? That jacket is sick! But you don't want a medical professional to be like, your test results are sick! I mean, let me clarify, you're dying. Gotta be hard to work in a hospital. That hospital lighting, everyone looks sick in that hospital lighting. I walked in, they're like, we should get you to the ER. I'm just here to see my wife. Well, you have jaundice. See, compared, oh my gosh, I have jaundice too. We all have jaundice. When my wife would nap, I'd go to the cafeteria. Hospitals have the most cutting-edge medical equipment, but they're still serving food like it's Shawshank Redemption. How about selling an MRI machine and getting a pasta station?
WRJN.
Memorial Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you?
Are left. I think we only have Mickey Dolenz. I think he's the last monkey alive. He was in a TV show as a kid called Circus Boy, which I don't think anybody runs it anymore. I don't think any of those TV channels, the cable channels, run it anymore. But he was a little kid in Circus Boy. I remember that as a kid watching it in reruns. Well, here's some world records that probably won't be broken anytime soon. The album that spent the most weeks on the Billboard 200 chart, Dave, you know what that is? The album that spent the most weeks on the Billboard 200 chart, I'll give you a hint, Pink Floyd.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon. 990 weeks.
Wow.
That is 19 years. Let's see, 52 weeks. Yeah. Carry the two minus it. Yeah, 19 years, and that holds the record. I don't think anybody's going to break that record.
So I was in eighth grade. Another Brick in the Wall comes out. And we wanted that as our graduation song. Hey, teachers, leave those kids alone. But it got nixed. We thought about switching the cassettes.
Cassettes.
As we, I think it was 8-track back then. But as we were walking down the aisle, having that play instead of some Carpenter song. But we got the sappy Carpenter song instead of Pink Floyd.
Never a big Pink Floyd fan. I like some of their stuff. I'm never a big fan. There's a Guinness World Record for the most prolific cannibal. A tribal chief from Fiji in the 1800s holds the record. He ate between 872 and 999 people. I can't believe he kept track of it.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram.
If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Summer's greatest hits are going on now, and Macy's July 4th sale has summer's greatest savings, like 20 to 60% off warm weather styles to refresh your look. Shop amazing limited time specials like swim and cover-ups for your next beach day, 50% off, and sandals from On 34th, Tommy Hilfiger, and more, 30 to 40% off. Going on now at Macy's. Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off already reduced prices, exclusions apply.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Today's WRGN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Lee's Deli. Serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Today's Lee's Deli special, the Reuben Fries. They give your meal the premium, fresh ingredients that will leave you fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdelireucine.com for pickup and delivery options. Go to WRGN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRGN, Big Deals.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jane Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Somebody.
Saskatchewan clearing today. Highs near 85. Partly cloudy tonight. Low 68 for the 4th of July parade tomorrow. Perfect. Sunny. Highs near 80 right now. Cloudy and 73 degrees here at Radio Park with local news and timeless hits. It's WRJN and the Turtles and Eleanor.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to speak your mind? Tell me that you love me better.
I really think you're groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor, can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
Tell
Sam and Dave, Soul Man, WRJN. David Mack sitting in with me here. And let's talk about how to grill.
How to grill.
That was the biggest search on Google this year. How to grill. And here's what they said. The biggest search for how to grill was how to grill corn on the cob. And I'm going to tell you how I do it.
And then I'll tell you how I do it.
No, you're doing it wrong. I can tell you. I won't even ask you how you're doing it. I know you're doing it wrong.
I've been doing it for 34 years.
I know, but I've been doing it 70, so I'm way above.
70?
So
you're only 65.
Okay. So anyway, what I do is I soak the corn with the husk on, soak it in water, and then I just put that on the grill and let it burn. So the husk is burnt. Then I pull back the husk, and the corn is steaming. It just, you see the steam coming out of it? And you put the butter on and it melts and it's so sweet and just tastes fantastic. It's not, it's not soft.
I don't even soak it. I just put the husk on because the husks have enough moisture in it.
Well, I do that too, but yeah, I do.
So I don't soak it first. I put it straight on the grill and then I peel it off and my corn is steaming and the little kernels are nice and plump and
yeah, I've done that too. I've just put it right on there sometimes. Sometimes actually, I'll let it soak.
They say that you should have a little browning on your kernels.
I do too, yeah. It gets a little burned.
Yep.
A little burned on it. Oh, I got to take my grill out. I didn't have it out this year yet.
I have to go get some.
I have an electric grill.
Really? I have to go get some propane for the gas grill.
Blow up the neighborhood.
And then we use a... We have an egg knockoff we got from Sam's Club. I like that for smoking meats. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, if the propane goes out, I got to cook directly on charcoal, which actually, I like the flavor.
Yeah, but it's...
And I don't like the charcoal briquettes. The egg uses that real wood charcoal, the chunks of it. And you can reuse it, not like charcoal briquettes.
I plug it in, and it tastes just like a barbecue. I love it. My wife broke the handle on it, though, so I got to fix that.
Blame also, the wife.
Here's another 4th of July thing that was Googled. The drink Bomb Pop Cocktail. Never heard of it.
I don't drink.
And the top trending thing for the 4th of July is red, white, and blue clothing for skorts. And you said you think it's a skirt with shorts attached.
Yep.
I never heard of it before. Huh. The most common pests Americans find in their homes beside their in-laws, flies, spiders, ants, mosquitoes, and gnats. We don't always kill them. 30% of people have caught a pest and released it back into the wild. And I do that. Wow. We have a bug catcher. It looks like a spatula almost, but you lift the top up to get them in there, close the top, you open it up outside, dump it, and they live. We never kill them. I never kill them.
They fly back to their home, which is
my kitchen.
So you're like, all right, boys, we're going on a field trip. Come back by noon.
No, I don't like killing them. It's just, they didn't do anything wrong. Why would I kill a bug? He didn't do anything. Now, if they bite me, they get slapped and killed if they attack. And when I was on my, a week or so ago, we were up at the River Road, Gnat City. And I just slapping them all over the place, killing them, and because they attacked me.
Years ago, we went on a dinner cruise on the Mississippi River out of the Quad Cities. And we came back, and there were like thousands of these bugs. I don't know if they were gnats. I don't think they were gnats, but they were something along the Mississippi, but it was just really bizarre.
Mark Twain gnats.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right. It's 8:32 news time.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here is what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court will take up two cases that would decide the extent to which abortion is legal in Wisconsin. The court agreed yesterday to hear two challenges to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The U.S. Supreme Court is at issue in the race for president after some divisive recent rulings and scandals. Sarah Harris is with the civic engagement group Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Harris's group took a poll and found 64% of voters prefer 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You'll have to get up pretty early if you want to secure your seat. It's a 5 a.m. call time for those wanting to put down chairs for the 4th Fest of Greater Racine Parade tomorrow. Pre-parade processions start at 8:30, with the over 100 entries starting to move at 9. It'll all start at Gould and Main, with the 2-mile trek taking a turn on 14th. Streets downtown will start to close at 7 tomorrow morning. Racine County will have a chance to honor the life of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave with a celebration of life service next Tuesday. Delagrave passed away unexpectedly during a morning jog last Friday. Visitation will be held on Monday and Tuesday at Grace Church, with the main service taking place Tuesday at 11 a.m. People going are being encouraged to wear Wisconsin Badgers attire. County Board Supervisor Tom Kramer is serving as acting executive until a special election can be held. In an effort to improve accessibility at the 4th Fest fireworks, the City of Racine has set aside dedicated parking spaces. The specially designated spots are located in the parking lot near the Kids Cove Playground at North Beach. People requiring accessible parking are advised that the spaces will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. Could see a shower or two in the afternoon with a high of 79. And then rain and thunderstorms are possible Thursday night. And again on Friday, our high Friday, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
We're at a Holiday Inn Express. So the breakfast buffet there is where they have the cereal where you turn the knob and like four pieces fall out. It's like how you feed a cat for a long weekend. You know? That's enough. They had batter and syrup, and so you pour the, but they had the waffle iron where you make it yourself. So you pour the batter on the waffle iron, you shut it, you turn it over, it locks, it cooks for 2 minutes, you turn it over, you open it, half the waffle comes off, half stays forever. So I'm with my buddy of mine that's my age, so we go through, he's in front of me, batter and syrup, they're in clear containers, they're not labeled, but they're in clear containers. He gets the syrup and starts pouring it on the waffle iron. And I'm not even stopping him, because he's not doing it where he's going, I've never done that. He's doing it where we're probably going to try it after. I mean, he's just like, we're like, dude, I can't wait to see what this guy's making. Like, he might know something that I don't know. He shuts it, turns it over, it cooks. He's like looking at us. We're like, I mean, the whole line's like, yeah, what is that going to be? And it makes black smoke is what it makes. Just, I mean, dark black smoke. Just starts filling the lobby. The manager comes over. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I guess I poured the wrong one. These are not labeled. And the guy's like, they're in clear containers. Do you not know the difference of batter and syrup? And he's like, I bet it happens all the time. He goes, I've worked here my whole life and I've never seen this.
Same old song, Sugar Pie Honey, Four Tops at WRJN. Thank you for joining us here, local news and timeless hits. And I've got some really interesting stories here to share with you this morning. This is kind of freaky. Cops in Northern California pulled over a guy for driving with no headlights on Saturday. It's last Saturday. He was wearing a Jason mask, you know, from the Friday the 13th movies, and had an unregistered AR-15 in his back seat. Sounds like they caught that guy right in the nick of time. And a family in Australia ended up in the ER after an Italian restaurant served them insect repellent. They ordered cranberry juice and got two glasses of citronella instead. Those are those things they make those citronella candles with. You know, that
Dave's they smell honest. Good. I love them.
Yeah.
Except it smells like no bugs. That's what it's
But called. You're not supposed to drink it.
Oh, really?
I can imagine the tip they left their server.
A little scotch in there. You can't tell you got the bad stuff in it.
Here's what I'm going to do one day. I'm going to sneak into Dave's house, Dave Mack's house. And I'm not going to steal anything. I'm just going to hide his cell phone.
I'm looking at pictures of you, Don, from
I'm
over
gonna
the years.
I'm going to hide that cell phone. And he's going to wake up in a cold sweat. And he's going with palpitations. You know, if I can't find my phone or I go to work without it, it happened once I have to go back and get it. You have palpitations. You don't have your phone with you.
Well, you know, with them being smartphones, there we go again. What did you say? Sometimes you aren't thinking and then you're on automatic pilot.
And I say the wrong call letters.
So well, anyway, that's happened to me, but not here.
Yeah.
It has everything you need. You want to look up trivia. You just Google it from your phone, and here you got all this paper here, and what you're doing with paper, I do with my phone. But we were going
but
through.
But this is my work.
It's my work, too. We were going through Don Rosen pictures.
Yeah.
The good old days.
Yeah, 14 years ago.
Baby face.
Yeah. And some of your shirts, boy.
I'm still wearing them. Talk about technology. A robot in South Korea apparently decided to off itself last month. A year after into its daily grind, The robot started spinning in circles and threw itself down a flight of stairs and broke.
Oh, what? Boy.
Yeah.
Sounds like a toddler.
It sounds like it's human. Well, it off itself.
If you can't keep a robot alive, what can you keep alive?
Yeah, well, the robot did it himself. They didn't throw it down the stairs. They just probably bothered it so much it said, there must be a better life than this. So, it's 845 WRJN, a gradual clearing in our forecast for today. Highs near 85, partly cloudy tonight, lows 68. For the big 4th Fest Parade, perfect weather, sunny with a high near 80, right now cloudy and 74 degrees, right here at Radio Park.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Oh,
steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
We've got a gradual clearing on tap today with a high near 85 right now, 74 in cloudy at Radio Park. Don't forget the Brewers are in the Mile High City tonight. They're taking on the Rockies in Colorado. 7:05 tonight here at WRJN Radio.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
taking care of business. BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive. You know where the name Overdrive comes from? It was a magazine, a trucker magazine, that Bachman and Randy Bachman and Turner liked. So they just named the group after the trucking magazine. Taking care of business. BTO at WRJN at 6:59, just a minute before news time. And Cindy's going to be in just a moment here. Here are the top reasons we love to grill in summer. And I wanted to get this in because I have great memories of grilling out when I was a kid. All right, grilling food is delicious. That was number one. Cooking outside, a nice change. It puts me in a good mood. That was an answer. It's a seasonal experience, and it's easy. The reason I enjoy it so much is I remember my dad coming home from a hard day at work. He used to leave at 5 in the morning, come home at 7 at night, and he used to say to us, I'm breaking out the grill. We're going to eat at the picnic table tonight. And it was so fun. You get to eat outside in the dirt, the grass, and everything out there. Even though we sat on a patio, and we're talking about Long Island here. We're not talking about it out in the woods. Anyway, so we used to sit at the picnic table. My dad grilled anything we wanted. And it was just coming home from work on a weeknight, and we used to sit there. My mother brought out all the dishes and everything. No paper plates for the Rosens. We ate a fine fine china outside. And I just loved doing that. So when I, you know, have my daughter, I used to say the same thing. We're going out on the picnic table tonight. Oh, good. We're eating outside. Yeah, great. Hmm. It was just a great experience. There was a thunderstorm and everything. We said, we're eating outside. Doesn't matter. Just duck when you see the lightning bolts. But I still love doing that. I learned to grill from my dad. Had a grilled chicken.